It was another night to be proud, impressed and grateful. A surge of all three hits this local scribe with each passing induction ceremony of the Milton Sport Hall of Fame. Having been part of its inception nearly a decade ago and seen it find what I feel is an important, valued place in our town's identity. Fellow founding committee member Bob "Pi" Lee, in his always good-natured way, loves to give me credit for the original idea. It all started with this guy, the community pillar says as he points my way at the annual celebrations. And in one sense, he's not wrong. Becoming quite envious of other town's sports hall of fames during road trips for junior and minor hockey coverage, I offered up the prospect of having our own tangible recognition in a column about 12 years back. But anyone can have an idea. It's a whole different ball game, tortured pun intended, to bring that idea to fruition. Looking back, I had no clear vision of what such a project could look like, the dedication of those who would lead the charge or how the concept would be embraced. But however optimistic my expectations may have been, consciously or otherwise, the results have blown them out of the water. With last night marking the 8th induction class, ushered in during a gala celebration at the First Ontario Arts Centre, the local Sports Hall of Fame now has 40 members in 19 different sports who've done our community proud. Whether it be through their athletic prowess or tireless efforts to create or nurture sporting opportunities, these individuals are part of a fraternity I've been mighty privileged to have chronicled over the past three decades. The inductee tributes that will be displayed at the Milton Sports Center. Steve LeBlanc, Milton Today. Deservingly joining the ranks this time around were Tina Brahm, Kevin Awasa Madge, Larry Mooch, Yaroslavsky, Peter McMullen and Howie Scannell Sr. Equally impressive is the immense commitment to the Sports Hall of Fame put forth by committee members past and present. Whether it be establishing the organization's criteria, fundraising, inductee selection, organizing the ceremony or running a summer camp, the enormous workload taken on by these volunteers is nothing short of remarkable. Sadly, this year's induction ceremony was missing a cherished piece of the puzzle, or rather three, with the recent passing of inductees Scott Hogarth, Bob Krastz and Bill Roney, whose success and devotion to martial arts and hockey was, to say the least, immense. Hogarth was not only a worthy part of the inaugural class in 2016, but returned each year with his trademark, "Welcome to the 110% Club," caper to the night. It was a simply must-continue tradition that fellow inductee and Hall of Fame committee member Martha Gleason was happy to carry on, doing so in first-rate fashion. So to all those who brought our community's Sports Hall of Fame to life, and all those who make up its distinguished membership, a heartfelt congratulations. You're part of what makes this town so very special. And don't forget, nominations can always be made at miltonsportshof.com. There's always more sporting success to be celebrated.